For more, we turn to Democratic Congressman Adam Smith, ranking member of the House Armed Services Committee. He was among the members of Congress briefed by Admiral Bradley and General Kane today. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the chance.
So let's start with what you saw in that briefing today. How would you describe the video of the September 2nd U.S. strike on that boat?
Well, it's disturbing to me because what we saw, and we saw the whole video from the moment that they identified the boat to when they did the first strike. And by the time of the second strike, you have two survivors with their shirts off on top of a capsized boat. The bow of the boat is above water, but there's not much above water. And they're on top of that boat. And that was what the decision was to strike those two people on that boat. So it's very disturbing. Now, you know, the admiral offered an explanation for why they felt that those two people on that boat were still, quote, in the fight at that point and legitimate targets. But I have serious questions about that conclusion, and I think we need to do a much deeper investigation.
Did Admiral Bradley or General Kane say anything about the legal guidance they received from the uniformed lawyers before ordering the second strike?
Absolutely. And there's two layers to this. One is specific on the second strike, but then there's the larger issue. And the problem with all of this is because their definition of return to the fight was they considered it plausible that the cocaine was still on that boat. I find that somewhat questionable as well. It was hit by a strike. It was on fire, visibly burning for a while before the fuel tank separated and then capsized. Is it possible that there was still cocaine underneath the part of the boat that was underwater? I suppose. But there was no evidence of that. And also, what does it mean that the cocaine was still there in terms of these two people still being a threat and in the fight? Now, you know, the broader definition is anyone shipping cocaine in the direction of the United States. Because keep in mind, they don't even know that this cocaine was coming to the U.S. That makes them a target for lethal force? I mean, this is the death penalty for drug dealing. Do we want to give the President of the United States the authority to kill anyone he deems a drug dealer, to make him judge, jury, and executioner with no due process? Are they really in a fight? Look, and I, you know, I've worked with a lot of people who served in Afghanistan and Iraq. And when they went into a place, they were in the fight. People were shooting at them, trying to blow them up. That was a definite risk. We're talking about two guys on a capsized boat, completely unarmed, who may or may not still have had cocaine in the boat that was sinking underneath them.
Does what transpired amount, in your view, to a war crime?
I am not personally going to make that conclusion. I think it's irresponsible to do that. War crimes are determined by trials and by thorough investigation. So I want to have a thorough investigation. I will say this, based on what I've seen, I am deeply concerned about the legality of the strike. I'm deeply concerned about the legality of the entire operation. And it needs a further investigation for a possible war crime. Absolutely.
So what guidance then would you give to the men and women in uniform who are under orders to carry out operations like these?
Well, at the risk of having the Justice Department investigate me, and I did not serve in the military, so I'm not at risk of being called back and court-martialed, I would give the same guidance that Senator Mark Kelly and the other five members gave in that video. And it's in the UCMJ. You know, you have a responsibility to make sure that the orders that you are given are lawful. Don't forget that responsibility. It's really important, particularly when you have a Secretary of Defense who has contempt for the law on every level. His attitude is the law is an impediment to him doing what he has to do. That's not the way the United States of America is supposed to work. And if you're working for this guy, you better be extra careful, because you know, A, SecDef doesn't care about the law, and B, he certainly doesn't have your back, as was witnessed by the fact that instantly he said, yeah, wasn't my decision, it was his decision. I fully support the order he gave. So it's a very, very dangerous time to be a service member right now, given the way the Secretary of Defense is behaving.
In the time that remains, I want to switch our focus to the Defense Department Inspector General report concluding that Secretary Hegseth put U.S. personnel at risk by sharing details of planned strikes on Houthi leaders over the unclassified messaging app Signal. He told investigators that the messages weren't classified because they did not include target names or locations. How do you respond to that explanation?
No, first of all, that's completely wrong. That's not what happened. He absolutely did say, this is what we're hitting, this is when we're hitting it, this is who is hitting it. That's what he released. Look, It's not complicated, all right? Anybody who's ever had any interaction with classified information would instantly look at what Secretary Hegseth did here and say, yeah, wrong, shouldn't have done that. So it's bad that he did it. It's worse that he doesn't see anything wrong with it. He gets a report that says that he unnecessarily put service members at risk. And his conclusion is, oh, completely exonerated, nothing to see here, no problem. He's not even going to fix what he did.
So what happens now? President Trump is standing by Hegseth. The Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee says he's confident in Hegseth's leadership. So what, in your view, does meaningful accountability look like?
Yeah, it puts us in a very difficult position. And look, this is a problem with the entire Trump administration. In a variety of different ways, President Trump and Secretary Hegseth have made it perfectly clear. The law doesn't apply to them. So how do you use the United States government to enforce the law with the President and Secretary of Defense who don't believe in the law? What we're going to do on our part is we're going to continue to press for congressional oversight. Key to this is what will the Republican majority in the House and the Senate do? And we want a public hearing. We want a public discussion of what is the justification for this mission? What was the justification for this particular strike on September 2nd? So what I'm going to do, and a lot of us in Congress are going to do, is we're going to keep pushing for that oversight and for that accountability.
Congressman Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, thanks again for your time this evening.
Thanks for giving me the chance.
And the NewsHour has reached out to Republican members of the relevant committees, and we hope to have them on the program soon.